on the Buzz Radio Network.
All right, welcome back in the zone. 12:06, hour three, Justin Anchory, Chris Kane, Matty T. Appreciate you tuning in. We just had our What the Hell segment. Look, when we do these things and I talk about people texting in movie theaters when they get shot, I don't literally think it's okay for a guy to be violent against someone else because they were texting during a theater. I certainly don't think it's okay that Chris thinks the average three-year-old can read. But
he could
almost be
four, and that's pre-reading stage.
But my point is, in society, certainly we do get a little too wrapped up on things that aren't very important, and we do go a little overboard as a society, no question. It is so ridiculous that it's all tongue-in-cheek, and there's no, it's really not a laughing matter, admittedly. There's a father that's dead that shouldn't be. But it does show you that people will go off for just about anything. I got this story sent to me in the break. I saw this in the paper the other day. Michael Corsi of Waco, Texas, jailed and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after police say he stabbed, choked, and struck his girlfriend because, was she sleeping with another man? A. B. She stayed out all night and never called him to let him know where she was. C. Attacked him. Mm-hmm. Or D. Brought pizza home for dinner instead of the chicken sandwich that he had requested.
I'm going to go all the above.
It's D. Oh, actually, D. D. Yeah, it's cool if you sleep with a neighbor guy, but if you bring me home pizza instead of the chicken sandwich I requested, I'm going to have to get violent.
In all fairness, it was the second time she'd done it.
Admittedly, these are not proper responses to the things that go on in our lives. But this just in. People are bat blank crazy in general.
It's a fact of life.
Now, we could do a whole show on movie etiquette, and maybe we will. I'm more dumbfounded by anything else, by one thing more than anything else in our What the Hell segment, though. How do you land at the wrong freaking airport in 2014? I don't care if it was the traffic controller's fault. I don't care if it was the pilot's fault. I don't really care who was responsible. But there are certain things I count on in air travel. Uncomfortable seats, rude people on the plane.
Babies crying.
Bad food, and landing at the freaking right airport. There are certain things I just count on. I am disappointed when those basic things are not met.
It's those unscheduled cornfield and housing development stops that really seem to put a damper on my day.
Could be worse. At least they landed on an actual runway.
Yes.
So I'll give them that. I just can't get my mind around, how does that happen? Oh, dang, we did it again, Bob. What's that? Landed at the wrong flipping airport.
Shucks.
My bad.
Hey, let me tell you something, though. It's an inconvenience. But at least you're not up in the air and you're hearing, you know, all the electronic things come out, the mass drop down. I'd rather land at the wrong airport any day.
No doubt. But
when
I'm just
thinking about it.
Branson is not the biggest town in the world either. I'm just thinking, man, and I realize there are two runways that are close together, but still I'm thinking, gee. I mean, it's okay if you're in a huge city. I mean, I could see getting confused or something, I guess.
Maybe New York. I could see
that. It's probably easier for this to happen in a small town, though, where there's two airports right by each other.
Well, you have JFK and LaGuardia.
Good point.
You know
what? That would be a reasonable mistake.
Totally understandable.
My bad. John.
He's texting.
Hopefully not in a theater.
No, that'd be dangerous.
Okay, so what do we learn today? I don't understand how you can land at the wrong airport. Three-year-olds can't read, and don't overreact if people are texting. And again, I say this.
Things to live by.
Just to be safe, because the people are crazy. Look, you shouldn't honk your horn at people either, because you never know when somebody might get out of their car and shoot your windows out or shoot your tire. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. I'm just saying, why ask for trouble?
Yeah.
My point is, when the movie theater goes dark, err on the side of caution. Take your phone outside if you need to take a text or take a call. And you know what? We used to be able to go hours, days sometimes, without getting phone calls from other people. I miss those days. Now you're expected to be at the ready 24/7. My father-in-law, before, I guess it was when we first got married, they would come over to my house, and if my home phone rang, they would pick it up. They couldn't stand to listen to my home phone ring. I'm like, I don't want to talk to whoever's on the other line. We're having a family gathering here. I don't care who it is. And if it was that pressing, they would text me or they would call me.
That's the new thing to do.
Especially if they're in a theater. Anyway, the point is, I don't want to talk to that person. I don't want to be readily available all the time. So if you can't go to a movie and be unavailable for a couple of hours, then maybe you shouldn't go to the movie. There are lots of good Blu-rays available now. You can get a big old TV. People are stopping going to football games and basketball games and other events so that because they can watch it on TV and have it in the comfort of their own home. Maybe you're that person that needs to not go to the movies. I'll tell you what, that crazy 71-year-old dude who shot the guy for texting definitely does not need to be out of the theater watching movies with other people.
No.
You need to be penned up in a little cage like you will be for the rest of your living days.
Maybe in a straitjacket. That could be safe.
That is not normal.
No.
That's not normal. Anger issues.
If he's got that kind of issues, I wonder if he ever falsely arrested anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Now overreacted on a...
Thanks a lot. Now we're going to have to reopen all your cases. Now you're putting the whole society at risk.
All these guys in prison that probably are innocent.
I mean, but you can see it, though. I mean, you can almost see it. I mean, like, people sitting around the theater, all of a sudden, dude pulls out a gun and shoots guys, and they're like, oh my gosh, what happened? Dude was texting.
You know, on a more serious note, if you think about it, with all that happened last year, you know, with the Aurora, Colorado movie, I mean, if you're in the movie theater and you hear a gunshot, I mean, panic's got to set in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't even know how you feel about going about. I don't know if you run or duck, but that's serious. Just thinking about what we've seen on the news recently.
I got to be honest. Society's really not good anymore. I'm going to start doing everything from my home. I'm going to do the show from my house. I'm going to watch all movies at home. I'm going to get my kids homeschooled. I don't think I'm going out again. I'm going to become agoraphobic on purpose.
You know, there are people out there who do think that and absolutely will go about
it. If only there was a way.
Especially if they watch the news in the morning.
You know what we should do? We should move down to Waco and we should build some sort of like, you know, kind of our own little Shangri-La. We'll put up some walls and we'll stay behind there. We'll just do our own thing back there.
What's a way that everybody could just take the edge off?
Could move to Colorado.
There you go.
That's an idea. We can do the show from there. It's called Tyline.
Unfortunately, there has been shootings.
You know, we got an idea. We'll rename it. It'll be called Highline. How do you do? William says, back in the day, we were talking about football earlier. He says, back in the day, they would pit the two Super Bowls teams in a series of competitions such as obstacle course, tug of war, etc. Like the old Battle of the Network Stars show format. Maybe the answer. All I know is this. You know what upsets me more than people texting or talking in a movie theater? Having to watch the crappy Pro Bowl. Now, admittedly, I can turn that off. It's pretty easy. But it is annoying to me that they still present it as though it's some sort of legitimate competition. What's up, Ethan?
Hey, not much, man. Hey, we were took my oldest son, who's 13, to the movies probably 6 months ago. We're watching a movie, and these kids, probably 14, 15 years old, they keep coming in and going out and coming in and talking and stuff. And finally, I had my feel of it. And I told them, I said, I just hollered. Just shut up and leave. And my son looked at me and he said, Dad, he said, you can't do that. You know, and I said, I paid good money to come to the movie. And he said, you can't do that. He said, you have no idea what these kids are doing today. And, you know, he opened my eyes to it. You know, I could have done that and anything could have happened. I mean, I'm glad that it didn't.
Yeah.
But anything could have happened. And when we left, I mean, of course, the kids there just left.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, anything could happen. And there were parents, whenever we were leaving, other parents, they said, you know, thank you for saying that because I almost did. I said, I realize now that I was wrong.
No, I don't think you were. Here's the thing. These kids, if they don't have parents that are teaching them these things, you have to teach them yourself. I don't think going playing the rude card first, which is going to surprise a lot of people that I'm saying this of all people, playing the rude card first is not the best bet. What you should do is go down quietly and try to be respectful and say, look, if you guys wouldn't mind, it's distracting with you guys coming in and out, or it's distracting because you're talking, it's distracting because you're on your phone, it's distracting for whatever you're doing. There are other people in here, and you do it quietly and nicely and don't try to show them up. Then
right.
if they act the fool after that, you can either go ape on them, or you can go get the movie manager, and they're more than happy to kick kids out. Believe me, I've seen it happen many times.
Well, you know, it was just, I snapped, you know, I did the rude thing first.
Yeah,
you know?
It's easy to go play the rude card, especially when you're frustrated. And it's already too late. It's not like they're going to halt the movie or back it up for you so you can catch that part that you missed. What did he say? I don't know, because Itty in the front row was texting and talking on his phone. I missed it. I mean, I'm glad I only paid $13 to watch this movie.
Right. And, you know, anyway. Justin, I probably would have got a lot madder if I hadn't been texting during the movie and missed it.
See,
anyway.
There you go. All right, but
y'all have a good one, guys.
Bye. Jay Money.
Hey, man. Not too much. I had some thoughts on this movie theater deal as well.
Yes, sir.
I read the article last night on the internet, and he went through all the, I guess, protocol, you'd say. You know, initially he asked the guy to turn his phone off, and the guy mouthed off to him. Then he went down to the movie theater management and asked them to take care of it. And then we returned. Instead of this guy apologizing for being an inconsiderate jerk, he mouths off to him again. And, you know, insults him for going to the movie theater, man. And then he was the one who instigated the he wanted to make it physical and wanted to fight about it. And, you know, he's a 43-year-old guy, you know, and this guy's a 71-year-old man. He's trying, you know, he's trying to push around a 71-year-old man. I mean, how, you know, what a jerk is that? And so, you know, he had multiple opportunities to apologize and, you know, admit being an inconsiderate jerk. And he finally mouthed off to the wrong person and you know, instigated a fight. And this guy just defended himself. I bet he gets off for standing his ground.
We will see. That's interesting. I've not heard that angle of the story, but it's going to be talked about. The bottom line is it will create, and I hate that a guy died, but it will create conversation about ways to treat each other better in the theater. And again, that's a thing we do. I mean, we've seen it, violence in the stands, violence in the parking lot. I saw a terrible video of a San Diego Chargers guy kicking the crap out of a Broncos fan after the game the other day. That kind of stuff goes on. People get drunk. But you'd think, you know, a movie theater at least be a place where people can somewhat comport themselves in a reasonable fashion.
Yeah.
I guess we're asking too much.
It should be, but it's not. I don't go to the movies anymore. I haven't gone to the movies for probably 5-10 years at least now because there's always somebody who's inconsiderate. And it's just, you know, it's frustrating.
Yeah. Well, I wish I could afford to buy my own theater. I would.
Me too.
Then it'd be by invitation only. It'd be like my own little, it'd be like the Elotion Movie Club. It'd be by invitation only. And it'd just be the people that I wanted to be there watching movies.
Exactly.
Anyway,
exactly.
Appreciate the call.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for the update. That's good. Interesting to know that. So, boy, I'll tell you what. How stupid do you feel knowing you instigated a fight with a 71-year-old man and you just got clowned and now you're dead?
Man. I don't know. It's
just, still not okay.
It's not okay. Yeah, it's just...
Even if the guy's mouthy, even if the guy started an altercation, it's still not okay to shoot the dude, but still. It's, anyway. A couple things on Keithley Service Company Live Fan Feedback. If you missed it earlier, Chris Ash headed to Ohio State as the co-defensive coordinator. Joey in Danville says, should we be concerned with the exit of another coach in Chris Ash? Makes me wonder what is going on behind the scenes. He's making a lateral move, which seems a little strange to me. Is it a lateral move or is it a step up? A, I'd have to see how much money he's making versus what he's making here. B, with all due respect to Arkansas, that's my team now, but, I mean, Ohio State's a better program than Arkansas right now. It just is. It's not in a better conference, but if the guy's making more money, it's not a lateral move. I mean, it's in the same position. You're not a head coach, but it is a better program right now.
Would you, even though he's making more money and going to Louisville, would you say Todd Grantham is making a lateral move?